could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is... Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the studio by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And... Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will absolutely fall in love with. You can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it at walmart.com, and you can also find it in your pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dogs, giving your dog a healthier life. And if you enter the word pets in the promo box, you can save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. Don't forget you can watch and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, as well as our website at Pound250 and Alexa. This is Talkin' Pets.
She won't mind if the place we stand is marked by ash. She believes what doesn't kill her only takes more time to kill her. Then she smiles as she paints her lips and does her lashes, stunning as a taxidermy victim in a silver cage. An area brought from the country, stuck in dumb amazement like a dog who's told to levitate. This smashed number one goes to her lover in the belfry, singing like a bird in flames and headed for the window pane. In the coming years, let's try and milk a fortune off them. I think we're qualified by now.
Animal Victory was founded by Janelle Babington in 2019. She saw a gap in using social media to connect animal lovers, raise awareness about abuse, and push for investigations and tougher penalties. Janelle teamed up with her good friend Penny Eames, and together they have over 25 years of experience fighting cruelty. They combined their skills in rescue research and technology to make a bigger impact. Over 6 years, they've launched nearly 350 petitions with over 5.5 million signatures, built a following of around 225,000 people, and continue working toward a kinder world for animals. Now for Paul, her associate, after retiring from a 30-year career in television news, Paul committed himself to being a voice for the voiceless. While he was an animal advocate during his TV years, time restrictions limited his involvement. Now, with more time, he can fully pursue his passion for animal welfare. He shares stories of abuse and provides vital contact info for law enforcement and district attorneys to help ensure justice. Rescuing and giving animals a second chance has shown me the incredible power of compassion, he said. In just 2 years, he's gained over 54,000 followers on Facebook. I want to welcome on to the program right now, Janelle and Paul. How are you?
Hello. This is Janelle, and I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Doing wonderful. How are you doing, Paul?
I was waiting. Ladies first. Janelle, come on. I'm like,
Be forewarned. Paul and I, you know, we don't have a hard time talking.
I've been talking for 35 years, so I'm sorry. I'm the same way. So
you know what? Oh boy, now there are three. So I did TV news for 30 years. So now there are three of us. You know, who just okay. So somebody's got to the producer's going to have to say wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, I want to introduce you online with this is Jilly, my co-host for today, and our producer here in the studio, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Nice to meet you both.
So I want to get right into it. You know, Janelle, I've worked with you. This is the first time talking with Paul. But I've worked with Janelle from animalvictory.org, which is their website, where they have petitions and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's always funny, Janelle, because I get people that will say, sometimes we add sad stories and horrific stories onto the show that are supplied by you, Janelle, and Paul for Animal Victory. And they're sad stories. So sometimes we'll get from people, well, why do you put the sad stories or the horrible stories on the air? And the reason for it, and correct me if I'm wrong, the reason for it is that so people understand that that goes on. Mm-hmm. They're out of their box, and they can actually understand that people are torturing these animals around the globe. Mm-hmm. Am I correct on that?
You are absolutely correct on that, John. The reason that we started this business was to create awareness. Okay, Penny's been writing these stories about animal abuse for 20 plus years, and I've been doing my own thing. And when we started, we were frustrated because the law is not being enforced. The laws are weak as it is. Animals are at the bottom of the list, let's face it. So our mission was and still is to enforce the law, enforce the maximum punishment. And that's why we write these stories. And you know, I tell people, we're not the dodo. You want happy stories? Go. You know, there's a lot of happy stories
right,
out there, which is
right.
Great. And that's great. You know, you get 60% of all households have either one cat or one dog. But we're here to show people, or to demonstrate and to create awareness about the abuse that goes on. And you know, we understand they can't handle it. And it's hard to look at, and we're desensitized, but we're hardly immune to it ourselves. But we're not closing our eyes to it. Animals need, they need to eventually be respected, and how long that's going to take, I don't know. But that's why we're here, to create awareness and to continue to get the help that we need so that animals will be respected one day.
And just to add on to that, John, the thing is, I mean, it's difficult for people to see, but the truth is it's reality. It's happening. I speak to some people, and they have no clue that things like this are actually going on. And when people say they can't watch it, I often say, if you can't watch it, then how do you think the animals felt having had to go through that, you know, that experience, that
correct,
horrific
yeah,
abuse? And, you know,
yeah, yeah,
they, people say that, you know, just like in television news, people say they want good stories. But, you know, when you look at the interaction rates, and the number of views and the number of eyes on stories, it always seems that even though we hear this chorus of we want more good news, we want more good news, it always seems as though there's a whole lot more attention on these horrific animal cruelty cases. And I think that's the way it should be, because if we get more of these stories out there and if we get more people to see the truth and to watch the truth, I know it's difficult. Janelle and I do it every single day. How many times a day? We're not desensitized, but we want to make people aware that it's going on, and
correct,
we need to act as a community in order to do something.
And that's the one thing with, you know, we do Talking Pets is a 3-hour national show all over the globe on radio stations as well as, you know, of course, social media. And mm-hmm, with the 3-hour show, we mix it up. I mean, we do have happy
yeah,
stories. We do have sad stories. We have interviews. We have, you know, movies and so on and so forth. There's a lot that goes into the show and a lot of time put into it. But the thing is that with Animal Victory, you guys, I've seen happy stories on there, some good outcomes, mostly because the people are put in jail, or they have a fine coming their way, which is huge. But so there's a little mix up there. But I mean, you tell the truth on Animal Victory, and you tell it the way it is, and that's what needs to be done. So I like to pick some of those stories that you guys do on your website, animalvictory.org. And what I do is I use some of those on the show to make people aware what's going on. That music means we got to take a little break. Hold on, Janelle, and hold on, Paul. We'll be right back with you. We're speaking with Janelle and Paul from animalvictory.org. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Michael Hambrick.
Give us a call if you've got a question or a comment at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rutheschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And we're speaking with Janelle and Paul from AnimalVictory.org. And I don't know about you guys, Janelle, Paul, that song brings back so many memories, for one, and I think it's one of the best songs out there.
One of the best movies ever made. It just brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, 100%. I can't remember her name now. It's been a long time, but she was on the show with us, and it was, I couldn't shut up. It was just, like, remarkable to talk to her about that film. But
It is one of the best.
I was just telling Michael during the commercial break, I said, you know, we're probably going to end up keeping Janelle and Paul longer if they'll stay, because this subject is so important, and more important than I think the average person knows. But one big question for the both of you is, and everybody asks this, and we have our synopsis here on the show, and we've talked about it for 35 years, but in your minds, why do people actually abuse animals?
I'm happy to answer that question. First of all, animals are seen as property or objects because they don't have legal rights. So that's the first problem right here, and this is where Animal Victory comes into play. We're there to make sure that these cases don't get dismissed. The animals are easy prey because, again, they are seen as objects. They don't have legal rights. And then there's a lot of reasons. You've got, in no particular order, you've got domestic violence. Domestic violence and animal abuse go hand in hand. And out of the, let's say, 350 petitions that we've written, probably 250 of those have to deal with men. Maybe not all having to do with domestic violence, but just certain anger disorders and things of that nature. You've also got hoarding. All of these things come into play. Hoarding is a mental illness, another disorder. You've got neglect. There's if 60% of all households, again, these are estimates, have at least one dog or one pet. A lot of times neglect happens because people emotionally or mentally, they don't, again, they treat them like objects and they underestimate how much effort or caring for an animal really takes. Then, of course, you have greed and money. So you've got a lot of scams and illegal groups that profit from animal cruelty. We still have circuses and roadside zoos. They're subjected to some of the most horrible cruelty because they're forced to do these strange or unnatural tricks for money. And you would think in this day and age we wouldn't have any roadside zoos. But I think, again, approximate numbers, there's probably still about 1,000-ish or so in the United States alone. Going back to greed and money, you've got a lot of nonprofits out there that are hoarding animals. They're subjecting animals to some of the most horrible abuse because there's no accountability for some of these nonprofits. The IRS doesn't hold the nonprofits. They don't have enough rules and regulations in place, and they have no way of enforcing them. So you've got that as a form of abuse. Overpopulation is huge. You want to know why people, abuse animals? Well, there's no TNR government programs. Most of these people that are doing trap, neutering, and release are people doing it in their own backyards, within their own communities, using their own money. And I know that because I did that for 10 years, so I understand very well how it works. So you've got, 6 to 7 million dogs and cats that end up in shelters every year, and the majority of them are put down. you know, or, and then the rest of them freeze or starve and get abused because they can be. And then of course, you got some really disturbing fetishes out there that, that contribute to abuse. And I also personally think that drugs play a part, you know, again, because we do all these petitions and we try to figure out what's caused this, what's caused that. Drugs seem to either directly or indirectly play a part sometime and make people act in really disturbing ways because it's so much easier to access drugs now through the internet and social media.
You know, I got to say, actually, I think it was about 30 years ago, I was out in California and I was at the Genesis Awards. I'm sure you, both of you are familiar with that awards. Gretchen Weiler was a dear friend back then, and she started the awards show until she died of cancer. And then corporate took it over, HSUS, and I'll just leave it at that. But it was a great awards show, and it shined the light on people like, you know, people that worked in the news, television news, like Paul, and then also radio and, you know, basically films and television shows that did good messages towards animals. But when I was working with Joan Van Ark a little bit, I met her at the awards show, and she was working on petitions and everything then, and they were discovering back then that people that were abusing animals ended up getting sick of abusing animals or tired of it, and then they started abusing people, which became your Jeffrey Dahmer, your Son of Sam, your Ted Bundy, those types of characters.
Yes, there's a wonderful organization out there, the National Link Coalition. They're amazing, and they do a lot of great work. They have a lot of researchers from all over the world, I believe, and they are always publishing the stories of the correlation between domestic violence and animal abuse. They're one of my favorite groups, and I promote them on almost every newsletter just to get people to learn about them and to hear about them and to donate to them and help them out. These are the groups that are really, you know, changing society and helping animals. There's a lot of great groups out there, don't get me wrong, but that's the one group there that when you want to correlate domestic violence and animal abuse that works the hardest.
Yeah,
I mean, the bottom line here is these animal abusers are sick. That's the bottom line.
Right.
It's a cycle of violence. That studies have shown that they were most likely abused as a child, and then they go ahead and move on and think to themselves, what can I abuse and how can I do it where I won't get in trouble? Oh, I see. The animals don't talk, so I could just do that to the animal. And that's how it all starts.
Right.
And then you talk about domestic violence. I'm working on a story right now that I just posted about an Air Force soldier in, you know, North Dakota. He's caught on video abusing dogs, you know, on base. And, you know, he has a soon-to-be ex-wife. And now a video went viral on TikTok about it yesterday. And now the Air Force is finally really investigating. When it wasn't just about the dogs, if you know what I mean.
That's good that they're doing that. We're going to take another break. Can you stay with us, Janelle, Paul?
Yes.
All right, we're going to continue on with Janelle and Paul from AnimalVictory.org. And like I said, if you have a question, you're welcome to call in 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you could speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Common garden snails and slugs could now be considered venomous. In a study that shakes up the definition of venom, researchers explain it is not just the bites of snakes and spiders that are classified as venomous, but also the saliva of aphids and the chemicals released by slugs. This change in definition will mean that tens of thousands of additional species could now be considered venomous. According to the research published in the journal Trends in Ecology and Evolution, substances like saliva all function with the same evolutionary function in mind to manipulate another organism's body against its interest. A paper led by the Natural History Museum's venom expert, Dr. Ronald Janner, argues that venom should be redefined as an internally delivered secretion that one organism uses to make the physiological change in another living organism. That means that insects such as cicadas, aphids, and shell bugs, which suck the sap from plants and inject toxic secretions to disable plant differences, and garden snails and slugs, which use toxins to manipulate their sexual mates, join the ranks of snakes and scorpions that use venom on prey. This redefinition helps us understand venom not as a narrow weapon, but as a widespread evolutionary strategy. If you look at what a mosquito does when it's in your skin, it injects toxins that support the immune system so that the animal can safely take the blood meal without being swatted away. On a molecular level, it shows a lot of similarities to what happens when a viper bites maybe a bunny. Conceptually, the work on is exactly the same system, a conflict arena between two organisms that is mediated by injected toxins, and that is venom. Researchers also found that venom in wasps, bees, and ants, as well as bugs and aphids, were originally used on plants rather than animals. Slugs and snails also inject potential partners with toxins during sexual courtship. These sexual secretions, the researchers argue, also fit the definition of venom, because substances are initially delivered to manipulate the recipient in the conflict of evolutionary interest. The author hopes this redefinition could mean that scientists from traditionally separate fields can combine forces to accelerate understanding a venom biology. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Hello, everyone. I'm a slimy slug, and I slide like this.
A little bit left, and a little bit right.
I slide on the leaves, and I leave a slimy trail.
A little bit left, and a little bit right.
Yeah, I slide on...
Who builds a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks a fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo? Who can have church in a fiery furnace? Well, I tell you, crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the whole God's grace.
And again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. We're speaking with Janelle and Paul from animalvictory.org. I recommend you check it out, get some information on there, and participate in the petitions. Janelle, Paul, we had a caller that doesn't want to go on the air, but she talked with Sydney at the network, and the caller noticed we mentioned hoarding as a potential cause of animal abuse and wants to know more about why hoarding and animal abuse are related.
Why hoarding and animal abuse are related? Well, hoarding is a disorder. That I know. It's nothing that I specialize in, but it's definitely one of the reasons I think around 250,000 animals are victims of hoarders every year. And it's usually because of mental health issues. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't care for them properly, leading to neglect and abuse. It's no different than when you see the shows on TV, Hoarders. It's a mental illness. So that's really all I can say to that. Honestly, there's times we don't even do hoarding petitions because we know it's a mental illness, you know, and the judge and the jury and everyone else is going to just give them treatment and so on and so forth. Now, the other hoarding cases, that really people need to pay attention to are the illegitimate nonprofit organizations. They're similar. They're hoarding also, and they're doing it for greed and money. That's a very similar case. That's what people should be focusing on.
I wanted to say something on there and interject, Janelle, is that when you talk about hoarding too, I mean, I work with a group here a little bit called the Francis Animal Rescue Organization, St. Francis. And we were talking the other day. She has this case where a woman has a ton of cats, and St. Francis wants to come in and neuter and spay them, and they're not in the house. They're on the property. They don't go in the house. They're on the property, and this woman will not, and no cost to the woman, but she won't let them be spayed or neutered. She wants more kittens. There's no sense in that.
No, this is a problem, and this is where the law needs to step in. And I don't understand why the law, why the government, why there isn't any sort of federal rule that where they can't figure out how to create a rule as to how many animals someone can own. Okay, in a lot of states and jurisdictions, if you're feeding feral cats, which is a huge problem, then you know they become your property. Okay. Again, you know, an HOA can tell a homeowner how many flower pots they can have in their yard, but the government can't figure out a way to tell me, you know, people how many animals they're allowed to have. So this lady's completely irrational, and that's where the city, town, wherever she lives, they need to look at the laws and step in. I don't understand because, I do understand because not every city and state has spay and neuter laws. That's another problem. So depending on where she lives.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it has to be researched. I don't know all of the facts. Are they legally her property because she's feeding them? Something has to be done about that.
No, I absolutely agree.
I think the question that she should be asking, that she's not asking herself because she reportedly has this, you know, a mental disorder. It's like, does she realize what she is doing is actually hurting the cats
right.
in the long run by making the decision that she is making?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And that's going to go back to the law. The law is the only, I don't know which city state she's in, but all of the laws are different, and that's a problem that we have also. All of the cities and states have different laws as to, you know, if you have to have the animal spayed or neutered or not. And so obviously there's not a law over there.
It comes down to the fact, too, that, you know, you can find more information at animalvictory.org, but, you know, like we report some of your stories and some other stories here on the show, is that a sense of hoarding is people that hoard animals as well. And I know they think they have a big heart and they're taking care of them, but when they're dying in their house or in their yard and they can't feed them or they have no medical care for these animals, that's considered hoarding as well. And
absolutely.
And that's what they need to get away from. But before we run out of time, Janelle, I wanted to ask the both of you, what can actually be done to solve animal abuse to make it less?
Well, I think some of the solutions, you know, animals need to have rights, and you've got like the Non-Human Rights Project out there, and they're probably one of the best in Washington that have been fighting for 30 years. Stronger laws, obviously. What we try to do is enforce the law, because that's huge too. Enforcing the law can be just as difficult. The piddly little laws that we do have for animals, that's difficult because, you know, jails are overcrowded with child abusers, and or maybe there's not enough resources. And again, animals are at the bottom of the list. So judges, it's easier for them just to dismiss a case because of resources. Cities and counties, they should be funding some TNR programs. So this lady, they should make it mandatory that these animals have to be spayed and neutered. There needs to be a law on how many animals people could have.
Yes.
It needs to be hold these nonprofit animal organizations accountable. You can find them. You know, well, you can find them by accident, just like we find all of the animal abuse cases. Ban roadside zoos and circuses. You've got individual groups like me and Paul, and there's probably 30,000 of us, give or take, in the United States, animal welfare rights groups that are all using our, you know, we all have our own skills and our own niche on how we're fighting animal abuse. But why can't there be a law about that? And people need easy ways to report abuse. I hear that all the time. Well, I've got this problem. I'm sure Paul hears it too. You know, and the only place we direct them to the National Link Coalition. They are the only organization I know that have a list. You can click by county, by state, and find the telephone number and the contact information for animal control, or if it's the police that are doing the investigations. And then again, the police and the animal control, they need to understand their roles with animal abuse. So you get a lot of passing the buck and going in circles. Paul does a great job at investigating. We don't investigate. We will push for an investigation now and then, but Paul is really on top of that, and that's his niche. He's relentless when it comes to investigating and holding people accountable.
We have like 2 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you before we say goodbye. There's a lot of petitions at animalvictory.org that people need to get involved with, but there's one in particular, the Jayco Manufacturing. Can you tell people what that's about, that petition?
I'd love to tell people what that one's about. Jayco is in Elkhart, Indiana, and what we've got going on here is we've got a prosecuting attorney, Vicki Becker, who doesn't want to prosecute three of the men were charged with placing live animals, live cats, into a trash compactor, okay? The definition of that is torture and mutilation, and they were charged with the crime. So they were initially charged with the crime. They worked for Jayco Company. Jayco fired them. Jayco made a statement that the men were within their rights to do this. It's a feral cat colony, which is typical around these organizations. So Jayco made a comment that the men were within their rights to do it, and all of a sudden, prosecuting attorney Becker managed to say there was a Scrivener's error because Jayco all of a sudden recanted that statement and said, we didn't say that. They fired the employees, and so the judge dismissed the case without prejudice, which means it can be reopened again. So we started the petition. We're working with Meow Mission, who's got a big protest going on there right now, and Vicki Becker is aware of the petition, but she's managed to put out a press release stating that there is new evidence that suggests that Indiana law exceptions do not support formal criminal charges being reinstated in this case. And it's ludicrous. It's all subterfuge. And so this is what we're fighting right now. And we've got a handful of some attorneys, and Paul's involved. We've got a celebrity involved, because we're going to continue to fight this. This is exactly why Animal Victory exists, because she's setting a precedent for
Animalvictory.org, that website, people need to go that are listening right now or listening later on to the streaming and the podcast and all. You need to go to animalvictory.org and make a difference. And you can do that sitting in your living room, your kitchen, wherever, by signing the petitions. So go on there and make an effort to help out the animals around the world and around the country by making that difference, by putting your name on that petition and help them out. I've been so proud to work with Janelle side by side with her organization and Talkin' Pets. And Janelle, Paul, I want to thank you so much for joining us in this segment. We could talk for hours, of course, but, you know, time is limited when you're on the radio.
I understand, John. Thank you. And anytime you want to talk, feel free to call us.
I definitely will. Thank you very much. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks,
Janelle.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go to animalvictory.org and make a difference. Sign the petitions. You can find out more information there. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
There's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who...
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar has become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Remote-controlled cyborg beetles could be used to help discover people trapped in collapsed buildings or mines. Australian scientists equipped darkling insects with removable backpacks, which could be controlled with a video game remote. Beetles possess many natural gifts that make them the masters of climbing and maneuvering in small, complex spaces, such as dense rubble, that are difficult for robots to navigate. Our work harnesses these gifts and adds programmable controls that allow for precise directional guidance without affecting the lifespan of the beetle. While robots at this scale have made strides in locomotion, the transition from horizontal surfaces to walls are a formidable challenge for them. If people have been trapped under an extensive amount of rubble, you want to be able to find them as quickly as possible and start planning how to get them out. We hope to produce a tool that can easily move through chaotic environments to pinpoint the person's exact location, provide clues to the injuries, and give rescuers a picture of what needs to be done to free them. For example, it could be used in search and rescue missions, as it could go into small nooks and crevices in collapsed buildings to locate injured survivors. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Well, I have a reason, I know why. Don't do it just so they'll die. If you're gonna kill a bug, don't do it just because. I like bugs, and I'll tell you why. They're alive, so am I. Bugs. I like grasshoppers, cause frogs eat them. I like bees, cause flowers need them. I like spiders, I like slugs. I like caterpillars, I like bugs. I hate crowds, I love people. I ain't down with the plague, but I'm cool with beetles and bugs. Whoa, bugs are pretty cute, bugs are pretty fun. There's a couple of bugs to try to stay away from. Mosquitoes, ticks, business flies. Bugs in suits, bugs in ties. And I get bit, and it makes me itch. You won't ever hear me complain, cause they never really kill me.
I gotta tell you, Jilly, that story is pretty fascinating. It makes you think twice about stepping on a bug because they might be carrying a backpack on their back. Mm-hmm. So they might be there in purpose. And there's a video of them at talkingpets.com if you want to check it out. It's pretty fascinating, actually, what they're doing. And it makes a lot of sense because bugs can get into those crevices and all that, of course, exactly. People can't. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty fascinating. But and the way, animals are used to work, it's pretty neat when they're actually helping out to save people. But,
I
want to mention with Janelle and Paul, they have a great organization, animalvictory.org. This is the website. And, I did that working with the St. Francis Animal Rescue Group here in Tampa Bay, where I live. Mm-hmm. And I have stray cats. The female I call Sunny, and the male I call Bruiser because he looks like a bruiser. He's got a big head, and it looks like he's been in, I should have called him Rocky, but he looks like a bruiser. So, my relationship with Bruiser was not that great. I mean, I kind of ignored him because I was a little ticked off at him because he was carrying two little, sacks at the end of his rear end there. And you know what I'm talking about, testicles. And so he was very busy in the neighborhood. I'll just leave it at that.
Having fun.
So I got set up with Suzanne and all, and Penny and Connie, and I ended up trapping mm-hmm. Sunny and got her spayed. And then I ended up, which was a little tougher, I have to admit, but a good way to do it is spray some catnip in the humane trap. And Suzanne told me that one. And then I got Bruiser. So Bruiser no longer has the dingleberries back there. Yeah. So now him and we get along great because I know he can't, procreate. Mm-hmm. So Sunny spayed, he's neutered, don't have to worry about more kittens. Mm-hmm. And the one kitten that was left, and this is a perfect example. Out of the four kittens that Sonny had, two got run over by cars. One got stolen by teenagers. The last one that was there, I forged a relationship. I called him Shorty. And I tried to have a relationship with him so that he would be more used to humans and so on and so forth. And I fed the three of them. And he was great. Eventually, he would come up and jump on my lap and everything. He was amazing. And then I trapped him as well. I didn't really have to trap him. I just put him into a crate and took him to a foster, which with St. Francis here in Tampa Bay. And basically, they adopted him out the other day, and the woman loves him. He's the friendliest kitty that you can be.
Yeah.
And he's growing into a long-haired cat. I thought he was going to be a short hair, but his hair is growing pretty fast. So there's a story of, you know, when we were talking about hoarders, when people have too many animals around, or people that feed outside cats, they're afraid to get them neutered or spayed. Don't be, because with the trap and neuter release program, they trap them, you don't pay anything, they get the veterinarians donate their time, and they spay and neuter them, and then they bring the animals back to your yard and let them go. The only difference is that they're not 100% intact, and they can't have litters. Nor could they create them.
So it's a beautiful thing.
I agree, 100%. And, you know, and it was weird, and I'm going to be 100% transparent on it, is that when they came back, there was a difference in Sonny and Bruiser. They weren't coming around me. I think it's because the experience that they went through may have been a little bit traumatic, of course, being trapped and everything like that. But, you know, once I put the food down and everything like that, it took about 2 or 3 days, and then they started coming back to me. So they realized that I didn't do anything to harm them. So that's what I think people need to do.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And, you know, we've got several stories on the show today from animalvictory.org that are horrific. There's several that you'll hear. But, you know, like we said, they're much needed because people need to be aware of what is going on around there in your own backyard, basically.
Right.
Agreed.
And if you see something, say something.
Right, and
exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I wish they put
more stories like this on national news.
Yeah.
It would be great to see, you know, because that's in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so many,
you know, all
people,
we hear is
right?
terrible things about people murdering people and, you know, and people kidnapping and the terrible things that are done in mass shootings. How about put some of these real life stories about animals on the national news so people will get more exposure to it?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with you on that. And that's why I didn't turn my head to putting stories like this on the show here, because I want people to be aware that this goes on. And having Janelle and Paul on with this was a great way to let people know that there are organizations out there to help and to make a difference. And, you know, I always say from day one, I've been doing the show Talking Pets for 35 years. Not just my show, it's not just your show, it's not just Michael's show, it's everybody's show to call in, and that's what the forum I like to have is with questions and comments and stories and let people aware of what's out there in your own backyard. Because
exactly.
You might be located in San Diego, California, but when you say something about the area, there's a ton of other people listening in San Diego, California. So make a difference and call. But we got to say goodbye for now, for this hour anyway. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And bye for now.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.